Okay, we're sort of halfway through this first 3-day strike. I've got Dan Milmo on the line. Dan, Tony Woodley has been sending letters to staff and appealing to BA's board. Take us through what's been happening.
Well, the first part of this letter to staff is sort of classic trade union rhetoric, which is saying congratulations to the strikers on their magnificent start to the industrial action and entreating them to keep it going, because obviously in terms of this very big PR battle that's going on at the moment, Unite need to see as many cabin crew as possible withdrawing their labour. Secondly, reflecting the quite personal nature of this dispute sometimes, Tony Woodley in the letter to staff effectively appeals over Willie Walsh's head to say that to the BA board that they should seek an end to the dispute bring everyone back round the negotiating table.
On Friday, he was accusing Willie Walsh of being a hawk on the board and persuading colleagues that they needed to have some sort of war with Unite. Is there any sort of hope of peeling over his head?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, the board is there to obviously keep the executives in check. That's what a board is supposed to do. But thus far, they've clearly backed Willie Walsh's action. I mean, this dispute has been going on in one form or of another for a year, and there's certainly been no leak or indication of the board not backing Walsh. And the key figure in this is the chairman, Martin Broughton, who, by reputation, apparently has a good relationship with Walsh, but has never seen fit to challenge him aggressively. I think the example we should look at is the failure of Terminal 5 when it launched in March 2008. I think we all recall that Terminal 5 was a mess, and it was very bad publicity for the airline, because there were no news stories going on that week, and it was wall-to-wall attacks on Willie Walsh's competence. Walsh kept his job as a consequence of that, and I've heard it from a few people inside BA, many people thought that he might well have gone. He was backed by his chairman and by his board, so that's probably something for Tony Woodley to bear in mind.
We've also had this dossier from Unite today about allegations of intimidation against staff, flatly denied by BA. On the other hand, more glossy YouTube videos from Willie Walsh claiming that much is rosy at Heathrow and Gatwick. Who's winning the kind of propaganda war?
Well, I think that BA obviously has a pretty good video unit. I don't see Tony Woodley putting up any YouTube posts at the moment. It's got a well-stocked press office as well, with some very good professional public relations people in it. So BA certainly got a lot of artillery. Provided it's reported well, and you just say, well, Unite said this, BA said that, then it should be one-all in the PR war. I think the key is how passengers experience the service over the next few days. That might well be quite a strong determining factor, because BA hasn't announced its schedule for next week, and it still needs to keep demand strong for fares and sales, and ensuring that passengers do turn up next weekend, because if this dispute really does start to hurt them financially, they might be under more pressure to perhaps see Unite's point of view at the negotiating table.
Okay, Dan, thanks a lot.
No problem.